Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the MVP podcast and YouTube channel, where the curious mind branches out into a unique perspective. My name is Jacob, and you're part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're going to talk a little bit about how technology can still be fascinating, whatever age it comes from. And so the example here for this is actually my 12-year-old son. So what was interesting this week is, we've got that truck that's new to us. We talked about that before. It's a 2000 Ford Ranger and it's red. So we've named it Clifford. And usually, just like with any pet, once you name it, you start to get attached to it. Well, the 2000 Ford Ranger that is red, so Clifford, doesn't have power windows. That's the first time for my children that they've ever owned a vehicle, or we've ever had a vehicle be a part of our family inventory that doesn't have power windows. And it's pretty interesting when they got in there for the first time and had to figure out how to roll down the window. Lots of fun. It's kind of like some of those YouTube videos where you see people have to deal with rotary phones and other things like that. Pretty entertaining. Well, the stereo system in this vehicle has a radio and has a CD player. And my kids have not remembered, having CDs and how they worked or how to burn and record them. And so my 12-year-old, who's one of the more curious of the children, right, and wanted to learn how to do this. And so we sat down the other night and we burned a CD. We took the, It's Weezer's Teal album. And we went ahead and we burned that onto a disc. And it was so neat because when you saw and explained how the technology worked and how the laser burned things into the, burned things into the disc and how it was reflective and how that bounced off of things, you know, that's old tech to us and the way we look at things today, right? We have solid state drives and modern storage and all kinds of other things like that. CDs are really not where it's happening at anymore. But for somebody that was new to being introduced to how we solved that problem 10 years ago, right? 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Wow. I mean, like the light in his eyes lit up, his eyes got really wide. He was very interested in it. He got to see how other people solved the problem that they were dealing with. And because of the technology that was, available in the car, Rainey had the, that's my son's name. Rainey had the need to learn this and the desire to learn this. And how cool is that? And so it kind of brings up the idea that technology doesn't necessarily have to be the latest in order to be fascinating. It can be, something where you look at how did people previously solve a particular problem. For me, in my case, I really enjoy watching an archaeology show out of England, or out of the Great Britain, excuse me, that ran for 20 years. It's called Time Team. All the episodes are available on YouTube. Not sure if they're legally available on YouTube, but they're available on YouTube. And it's fascinating to watch these guys go, and they spend 3 days. So the idea is, most of a weekend, right? They spend 3 days going and digging up something and looking for artifacts that helped explain what people were doing in that area. And it's just really cool to watch and see. Some episodes are hit or miss. Sometimes they don't discover anything, and other times they really do. But the way that they look at how people solved problems previous to us, the Bronze Age, right? The Iron Age, the building roads, things that often are systems that we've just totally ignored because they've always been a part of our lives. These guys will go through and they will do some sort of reenactments and other things like that to help make it come alive so we can appreciate the way other people solved problems. And it's fascinating. So just like my kids, getting into this vehicle and realizing they have to roll down the window, right? And that to listen to music, a curated playlist that they want to listen to, they need to burn a CD. And thankfully, we still have a CD burner, and thankfully, we still have, blank discs kicking around from the last time I bought them, which is quite a few years ago, and they're still working. Thankfully, we still have those things, but it's just fascinating to see that discovery process, right? And so whether it's, from something 20 years ago or something 200 years ago or even 2,000 years ago, the process of discovery for how we solve problems is so informative. And I think it really impacts our creativity. And so if we don't look at the results, right, we can see the results, right? The result of how to roll down a window is the crank arm, right? We can see the results of people trying to solve a problem. But if we look underneath that and see, You know, how did they come to this conclusion and why was this so normal? It can be a great lesson for us as we make decisions where we are defining our normal in our life. And so that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where you skip ahead to your next podcast. Go ahead and do so. But if you want to, please go ahead wherever you happen to find this, like and subscribe. If you find this on YouTube, you're welcome to leave a comment. If you find this on parkingthought.com, you're welcome to leave a comment there. And in fact, if you want to know where to subscribe to this as a podcast so it'll get delivered to you every weekday, you can go ahead to parkingthought.com. And on the right-hand side, you will see the RSS links that you will need to add to your favorite podcast catcher. All right. Much appreciated for having you guys here, and looking forward to seeing you in the next edition. Thanks. Bye.